All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Ron Stutz, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Freddie Kiger's here.
I am.
Everybody say
nice
hello.
Well, I'm listening.
Freddie, before we go any further this morning, I just wanted to say something that just popped into my mind and I completely forgot to tell you. It's one of those days you asked a question and you ran out because you had to go back for something. Had to go back to sleep, I'm sure. But you were asking a question. It was back during December when we were playing Christmas tunes.
Yeah.
And you asked this question about if... You were asking a question about what's the night before Christmas.
All right.
And you said, how did Clement Moore describe Santa's belly?
Okay. Yeah. Like a bowl full of
jelly. Like a bowl full of jelly.
Yes.
Well, Dr. Pat Gutierrez was our winner that morning. And he called and said, I just want you to know that I'm almost embarrassed to win this because that was so easy. That may be the easiest
question.
Come on,
Doc. We're into love here.
Freddie's never asked.
We're into love here a little bit. You know, Dr. Gutierrez on the weekends takes boxing lessons.
Does he really?
Yes.
Wow.
His father was a pugilist.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
My goodness.
So don't pick on him in a dark alley and ask for his credit card.
Does Pixie Stocking get up in the ring and hold up that big sign between rings?
Pixie, who's obviously one of the nurses in the same office, she and the good doctor have kind of a running trivia competition.
And Bob Stocking's gotten into it lately, too.
Oh, yeah.
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 Bob Stocking's kind of a crazy guy. But
Bob is Pixie's husband.
I'm just wondering if Bob is, if Pixie is the one who gets up in the ring and holds that big sign.
Oh, that goes
like
around.
Three that goes
Let's
into the next round.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry I got you off track.
That's okay. No, hey, I can multitask. No, Dr. Gutierrez is, and Pixie and all that, a whole entire office are
smart people.
Incredible Renaissance people.
Yeah. Smart people over there, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
Some of Chapel Hill's leading action adults.
Like Stretch He-Man.
You got a question?
Well, you know what? Yeah, I do. And maybe we can play off Dr. Gutierrez as a pugilist.
Okay.
Our category is underdogs.
Really?
Yeah. Underdogs.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. What's up in the sky? Is it a bird or a plane?
No.
Was it something or a frog?
It's
just little old me, underdog.
Underdog.
Yep. Here's our question. Yep. At the Lake Placid Winter Olympic Games back in 1980, what nation did the United States hockey team defeat to win the incredibly improbable gold medal?
Yeah, and that's a little bit of it. It's not really a trick question.
I know, but you got
to
be careful. Whom did the U.S. hockey team in 1980 in the Winter Olympic Games at Lake Placid defeat to win the gold medal?
It was the gold medal game opponent.
Exactly.
Who was it?
Great deals are here to help with holiday shopping needs. Visit ourlocaldeal.com to shop our hot holiday deals page and save at least half off now through December 31st. One of our many merchants you'll find is Deluxe Cleaners. Get $20 of cleaning services for only $10. Deluxe Cleaners has been offering superior quality and service for over 32 years with three convenient locations in Chapel Hill and Durham. They're a family-owned and operated business striving to satisfy your dry cleaning needs. Look sharp for all your holiday celebrations with help from Deluxe Cleaners. Find the hot holiday deals page at ourlocaldeal.com.
You're asking a question about, this was around the whole Miracle on Ice thing.
Exactly.
And that was not the championship game.
No, the Miracle on Ice was, of course, the victory, 4-3 over the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're back in February of 1980, but the United States had to win its next game.
Yeah.
And the way the tournament was set up at that particular time, it wasn't single elimination.
Yeah.
It was kind of more round robin. If the United States had lost in this last game, it could very well have been out of the entire medal winning combination.
Yeah.
So there was a lot riding on that particular match. And of course, what happened to the Soviet Union and the nation that the United States was playing, and that was Finland.
Yeah, I was going to say Finland. I thought I was right. Yeah.
Finland. Yes, the Americans came back from trailing, I think it was 2-1, but they came back to win 4-2.
Yeah.
And all that other medal stuff, because of the way the Olympic hockey competition was set up, became academic.
Awesome.
Do you believe in miracles?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe
in Al Michaels?
Al Michaels with that great, great call.
Yeah, he still has a flourishing broadcasting career.
I worked with him a couple of times. He's
good guy.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
The contact was, I brought up Jim Lampley. He and Lamps are is a former WCHLer, for those of you who've been around long enough to remember.
First time I ever met Jim Lampley, he was wearing an ascot. Serious, back in the late 70s.
Sounds like Curry Kirkpatrick.
I had come to work here.
Yep.
And Bob Holliday,
Yep.
He invited me over to this dinner we were having because Jim Lampley was in town. He talked about Jim Lampley nonstop, like he was the second coming or something. But yes. I walked in, and Jim Lampley, I was late, as usual. Jim Lampley sitting at the end of the table. And bear in mind, this is like 1977.
Yes.
And he's sitting there, and he has an ascot on. And I'm going, oh, my goodness.
Smoking jacket, perhaps?
Are you kidding me? Yeah, he probably should have. But this was at the Four Thieves.
Oh, I remember.
Steakhouse.
Yeah, they had the best London broil.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was good.
Yeah.
But that has nothing to do with Finland and U.S.
No, it doesn't.
That's okay.
Sorry.
That's all right.
I got us off track again.
Ron is just spinning stories. And we'll be back to spin more stories
right after
tomorrow.
This.
Right.